The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace and peace to all of you. From God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, one God. I'm real happy to be here, and I am grateful. I'm certainly not happy that Pastor Evers is ill, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. So please remember to pray for him today. We talked about that at Sunday school, and it hit me that maybe we all made him sick, so maybe we can pray him better. What do you think? I'm only teasing. Anyway, just a tiny bit of background about me. Right after I graduated from seminary in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I lived on an old Amish dairy farm for 2 years. When I moved in, there wasn't even any heat or electricity. Now, that was interesting. But it was also a dairy farm. There were 100 head of dairy cows. My landlord had the adjacent farm, and so the cow, he wasn't a very good fence mender. So the cows had the run of the place. There were cows everywhere. Life on the farm is great if you don't have to do the farming, but having cows at all times is an interesting proposition. It wasn't the smell of manure. I grew up in the country with horses and cows, and that didn't bother me at all. The problem was the actual presence of the manure everywhere I went. And, of course, the 100 head of dairy cows, many of whom ended up in my driveway. As I said, my landlord was an indifferent fence mender, and he was always chasing cows. And he ran. I was out on my deck, the little porch, and he ran by, and then he ran by again. I guess he'd gone around my house, and in front of him were two heifers. And he's trying to catch him, and my teenage 15-year-old stood on the porch and said, "Run for freedom, little cows!" This did not go over well with the landlord. However, he did allow us to stay under a few stricter conditions. The young bulls liked my pickup truck, and when you're getting horns, apparently it's very itchy. Did you ever have that problem? When the horns are... Cows like to rub their emerging horns on my red pickup truck. That was another problem, and I had scratches and dings and all that kind of stuff. But the other problem was always there was fresh manure in the yard. Now, I want to tell you, you get used to manure. When you live with it, you no longer smell it. And you learn how to move around it, keep your eyes sharp. And you become a laundry chemist. Manure, after all, is just digested grass, and grass stains are very hard to remove. One Easter morning, I was getting ready for church. It was my first Easter service as a pastor. I was so excited, and I had a white suit. You know where this is going. Called the dogs, and only one of them came in. The other one wouldn't come. And I thought I'd have to leave him out in the fields, worried as I was, when all of a sudden he burst through the kitchen door and launched himself on me and gave me a big doggy hug. You know how they are. And, of course, he'd been rolling in fresh manure. I never did wear that suit, ever. Couldn't get the grass stains out of it. Oh, my goodness. There's a point, you know. By now, I'm sure you can see where this rhapsody about manure is going, right? I hope so. It took me a while to get it. Because the thing is, like it or not, each one of us is in some ways covered with manure. And each one of us has stains that we can't get out. The manure, of course, is our sins, just to spell it out. Now, if we're in the process of sinning right now, you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing, and you're ashamed and you hide it a little bit, you think no one else knows, guess again. You know? But when we're in the process of sinning, sometimes we don't see our sin because we've gotten so used to it. Or perhaps we don't smell it anymore, so to speak. Or we don't want to smell it anymore. Or we don't want to see it on ourselves. Think of addiction. It's kind of like that. But if we've repented of our sin, say a given sin, you've repented. Well, God bless you, because it's not an easy thing to do. But with Christ's help, all things are possible. You know that, right? Amen. You bet. But if we've repented of a sin, we may be free of it, but it still leaves a stain of a sort. We feel guilty, remorseful, you know, wiser but sadder. And we come to the realization that by our own power, there is nothing we can say or do to undo what we've done, to remove that stain of sin. And this, my friends, is exactly why Jesus was baptized. This is exactly why he came to us, God living with human. He didn't need to be baptized. He was perfect. Sin didn't stick to him ever. He was the Teflon man because he was the perfect man. But it wasn't a walk in the park either, was it? His life was not easy. And yet, he never sinned. He worked at being perfectly human so we could see what is possible in the kingdom of God. Isn't that amazing? He fought evil. He healed brokenness. He gave hope and joy and peace. And he said, hear this again, in case it hasn't hit your heart yet. You know, all our sins are forgiven, all the stains removed, when we allow him to rule our lives. He was baptized, and as he himself said, I'm doing it to fulfill all righteousness. What does that mean? If you think about it, it's God's righteousness, not ours. It's not something we have to do in order to be right with God. It's something God does to us and with us in those waters and in the words. God claims us. God wants us. When Jesus was baptized, he was in total communion with God. No human barriers. And the heavens opened. It was an epiphany, right? Get it? This is a season of epiphany. Of revelation. And the heavens opened, and God said, this is my kid. Isn't he great? Yeah. But the same is true for each one of us, every one of you and me. Our baptisms were more than just being sprinkled by a little bit of water. They were the beginning of our true relationship with God. God claimed us as God's own in those waters. Whether you were a tiny baby or a teenager or an adult, just come into it. Everyone, no matter who you are. So from your baptism on, as you grow in your relationship with the Lord, and I hope you are, there's one remaining question. God has claimed you. Do you claim God? Do you want the manure gone, the stains erased? And even more, do you want peace and joy and healing in your mind? These are just some of the things that the kingdom of God offers you. And the kingdom of God has come near. It's not just an idea. It's not just a song or a prayer or what the worship leaders say. It's real. These are the things of the kingdom of God. Jesus is the kingdom. It's simple. Just go. Ask him. Throw your arms around him. Because he loves you. And the more amazing thing is, he wants you to love him back. Peace be with you all, and amen.